food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
It's October 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of October, 1925, talk show legend Johnny Carson is born.
Just one more push.
Okay, Doc Severinsen.
Here's baby.
Have a great October 23rd, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. An impromptu press conference. President Trump answering reporters' questions about the murder of a Washington Post columnist in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Turkey's president calls the crime highly orchestrated by the Saudis.
It's a rough part of the world. It's a nasty place. It's a nasty part of the world. But if what happened happened, and if the facts check out, it's something that's very bad. At the same time, they have been a very good ally of ours.
The president asked whether calling himself a nationalist is a so-called dog whistle to white supremacists.
Oh, I never heard
shut
that
up.
About being a nationalist.
Shut up.
But I'm somebody that loves our country. When I say a nationalist, I don't like it when Germany's paying 1% of GDP for NATO.
This is Fox News.
Fox, you suck.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Only you can make a Milky Way bar so small trick-or-treaters can't identify them without an electron microscope.
Saving you a buck now.
Your Snickers bars are so small they don't have to be eaten. They can be absorbed through pores in the skin.
Got an evil shrink machine now.
You've created a whole new Halloween costume. The cheapskate who should have left his porch light off and saved everyone a trip up the sidewalk.
Have some tiny candy.
So go ahead. Keep shrinking your Halloween candy until it can be dispersed through an aerosol spray can, because every ounce of nougat you save equals one more roll of toilet paper in your trees.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
You missed Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole question. Once again, the dog whistles are out. That's, you know, a whistle that only a dog can hear. And apparently, if you say you're a nationalist, meaning you're an American, America first, that's secret code in Libtardia for white supremacy. And I'm really, I'll be honest with you, I'm very disappointed in Fox News. I've read stories where, you know, now that Rupert is out, his two sons are running the show, and they're kind of edging more in the direction of CNN and MSLSD. Why, I don't know. They're still beating those networks handily at night with Hannity and the lineup behind him or around him. But I hear that stuff. What does that have, you know, nationally? Why are you even raising the issue? That's a stupid question. It's a stupid concept. And you give it credibility by sticking it in the 60 seconds of news you have on this radio station. Sucks. And it tells me, anybody else hear the same thing with Fox? Have you noticed a change? I still think there's some powerful never-Trumpers in that group. All right, Otis, what's up today?
Yeah, man, I was just going to basically make that same observation that you just did. And it seems to me, Greg, that Drudge is becoming more left-leaning than it used to be.
You know, thank you, but here's the thing with Drudge. I think Drudge may actually be trying to help conservatives by putting up those alarmist headlines. I really do.
I hope that's the right.
You know, I honestly think, based on observing him for almost 20, remember, he started in Florida.
Right.
And I was following Drudge long before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a, you know, conservative-leaning guy. One reason I've always loved the website is that it's balanced. But when he puts up headlines like today with Silver, who got the presidential election wrong just 2 years ago, says 86%, so what?
Yeah, I heard that. And, you know, it just seems to me like he's doing more left-leaning, but I'm hoping that that is his...
Well, that's why I'm wondering. And telling us Gillum is up by 6 points in Florida, I don't know what's happened to the state. It's always been effed up. We get more stupid news from Florida than any of the 57 states.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get what's going on there.
I don't get it either. I really don't. But, you know, and as far as these Democrats making those kinds of predictions, I wonder if they're betting on this caravan coming up and Trump having to do something that's going to...
Well, it's a losing proposition for them. They're going to get stopped. And that's what the country wants. That's what the majority of Americans want. Because we're all, you know, white supremacists, nationalists, and all that.
We want
the caravan stopped. And people who immigrated here properly don't want to see it. You know, that builds a lot of resentment in folks that played by the rules and paid a lot of money to get their citizenship. Otis, thanks for the call. I think it's true. I really think that there is some manipulation going on here with Drudge. 86%. Again, he whiffed on the biggest election in history 2 years ago. So we're supposed to suddenly, what, he fixed something in his methodology? He's a known liberal. Why would he not do anything he could? So either Drudge is attempting to wake up the dormant Republican that thought, well, it's in the bag. Trump's in, well, I don't care. Can't have that. I don't know if you saw the crowds in Texas for Trump. Everywhere he goes, it's the opposite of what happened when Obama was in the White House. A year into Obama's presidency, all he ever did during the entire 8 long, miserable years of his presidency, most of the time he went to safe places, like college campuses, where he knows he's going to be greeted by very friendly, indoctrinated little socialists. Who are much more interested in his coolness than accountability for, you know, I'm working on my magazine column, and it starts out about a rant I had on the show about healthcare last year when our personal contributions were raised and our deductible was raised. Mm-hmm. We've watched it go from $500 annually to 22 something. The whole, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. That was the biggest lie ever told the American people. And he's never been held accountable for it. And then I read, voters interested in saving Obama. For what? I don't know what it's done to most. I would assume that most people have been paying more for less, like we are. And believe me, our boss is a good negotiator. He does the best he can to keep something intact for us. We got traffic, Rich's forecast. Your local news coming up in just a minute. Just wonder if anybody else has noticed what I'm noticing. And if possible, if that is the ulterior motive for Drudge. At 4:10, Baumhauer's Victory Grill tomorrow night after the show. We hope you'll join us. We get there together there every Wednesday. Tomorrow night we'll be celebrating Mrs. Britterbuttle's birthday. She won't be there, but we're going to celebrate anyway. Her work schedule just got bounced about a little bit. But we hope you'll come in and join us. And you get to meet people like Mr. Hollis and his beautiful granddaughter. LaDonna Brooks is our gracious master of ceremonies on a weekly. She's the bon vivant of the group, the ambassador. And if you've never been, don't stay away. Because you're shy or bashful. I talked to somebody who went there twice and sat at the bar, and it wasn't until their third Wednesday night they decided to come over and say hello. We're not scary people, are we? I don't think we are. It's a nice group. Become part of it. And we do it every Wednesday right after the show ends. In fact, I might skedaddle out of here a little bit early. Then Discount Dracula night at Baumhauer's a week from tomorrow night, Halloween night. You can come as a guy in a cape or Batman on laundry day. That's the whole idea. That's Halloween night at Baumhauer's as well. The following week, you got Rich Thomas's birthday to celebrate. There's lots going on. David, hello.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm all right. All things considered, how are you?
I'm fine. I was just going to say, Halloween is lots of people's birthday, including Nick Saban.
I didn't know that. Nick Saban is born on Halloween?
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah. And Fox News, I've always watched it. I've always saw lots of Fox News, but if they're doing like you're saying, I won't watch it no more. Nothing but Hannity.
You know, it makes you wonder, really, that's kind of scary. I mean, Fox, they've won in the ratings. Why would they want to throw that away?
I don't know. Maybe the Clintons paying them enough.
Who knows?
That's true. And that newspaper man that got killed over there, maybe if they could get up a blank tape about him, maybe they could cover that up.
I don't know what that story is all about. I don't know enough about it to have a theory. I did see a story today that was questioning why the Washington Post would hire a guy like that to be on their staff. I have no idea.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thanks for calling. 272-9228, although we are going to break here for traffic, news, and weather together. And when we come back, we'll have more of whatever it is we're doing.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A word of caution on Wetumpka Highway at North Boulevard. There is debris in the roadway there. Be very careful. No word on what kind of debris it might be. Just watch out for it. Interstate system is looking pretty good. The rest of the boulevard and the 31s are all clear. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 19th and run through December 7th. Classes start on January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Six former justices of the Alabama Supreme Court have signed a letter urging voters to pick Jefferson County Circuit Judge Bob Vance as the state's next Chief Justice. Three Republicans were among those in the group endorsing the Democratic candidate over Republican Justice Tom Parker. Parker is a current member of the court. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at Eastdale Mall. Police have charged a 15-year-old boy with attempted murder. The shooting inside the mall late Friday afternoon left an 18-year-old male in critical but stable condition. It's 2 weeks until the general election. Yesterday was the last day to register to vote if you have not already. The November 6th election involves several races, including races that could determine which party controls the House of Representatives. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for tonight will become partly cloudy, especially later on tonight. Chilly with jacket weather again with low temperature down to about 52. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 74. Low tomorrow night in the mid-50s, then on Thursday. Not a nice day. Periods of rain as a Gulf Coast storm system brushes by the area. A cool day with a high barely up to about 61. We'll be near 60 Friday. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s on Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nebraska's new travel slogan, Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone, is really shaking up the tourism industry. Now, other states are jumping on board with all-too-honest slogans of their own.
Like, visit California. Come for the sunshine. Stay because you're stuck in traffic.
Hawaii, it's a pain in the butt to get to and way too expensive.
Texas, we're proud to be Texans, and we won't stop telling you that.
Colorado, legal weed.
Minnesota. We talk funny.
Indiana or Ohio. Basically, the same place.
Florida. Smoke bath salts and eat a guy's face.
Or New Jersey. Yeah, it has a smell.
This message is brought to you by the Tourism Council of the United States. The United States. Come soon before the next Civil War breaks out.
Yeah, do it before then. That would be a good idea. Somebody that we used to trash rather lustily on this show is Piers Morgan. And on the Second Amendment issue in particular. And this guy has become a rather interesting commentator now. You don't hear much about him because he's not part of the left-wing echo chamber. But today, he said that, called it a stark warning to Democrats, President Trump is winning. The journalist and TV presenter also noted that Democrats are heading for a midterm disaster. Trump is now at 47 approval compared to Obama's 45 2 weeks before the midterm in 2010, given all the fire, brimstone, and perpetual outrage. This is a remarkable state of affairs. I've been saying that for weeks. I'm surprised his approval is over 5. He also explained the response from liberals will doubtless be poor. No, they will react with fury, incredulity, and by sticking their collective heads in the sand. He's right. And you can find the entire story on theblaze.com. During the break, we were talking about Glenn Beck. Doesn't seem like that many years ago, although it was about 8, when his show was carried here on the station. And I remember, in fact, I remember when we celebrated our first anniversary, he cut a special birthday greeting to us. And we thought that was, like, really cool. And then he did the Cheeto thing. And I think that that was it for him. Interesting, too, that must have been tough for Beck to see what was going on in Houston yesterday. As the person that he worked very hard and diligently to support and the person he worked very hard and diligently to destroy were together on the same stage in front of 20,000 screaming people. Anyway, it's interesting. There's kind of like, it's sort of like he's one guy, Piers Morgan, who's had the willingness to wake up and take a different look at things. So you got to give him credit for that. All right, what else do we have today at 4:23? Oh, Johnny Carson's birthday. I'm going to play this now because we played it this morning. It's the best, one of the best single bits that ever happened on The Tonight Show. Jack Webb, who some of you in the upper demographics maybe remember from the TV show Dragnet, was on with Carson, and the two of them created this classic.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery. There's been a robbery. Yes, sir. What was it? My clappers. Your clappers. Yeah, you know those things inside the bell that makes them clang? The clangers. That's right, we call them clappers in the business. A clapper caper. What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, there's one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think
that? That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland. That figures. That figures. What makes it worse? They were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman. Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were cupped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it? One other thing. What's that? If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet, yes, I'll clobber him.
Johnny Carson. And the amazing thing about Johnny, and we've talked about this before, is that he was on The Tonight Show for 30 years, 62 to 92, or maybe a little bit longer than that. And Johnny was the equal opportunity wise guy. I mean, I don't know if he liked or disliked Ronald Reagan, for example, but Reagan was a regular on the show, and they always had a good time. There was never any ugliness, whether he was talking politics or anything else with the guests he had on. And that's what made him great. And to this day, I couldn't tell you what he thought about a darn thing, and I kind of like it that way. We have an interesting guest here in the studio, Saj Grubbs. Saj is with the... It's an anti-aging boot camp?
It's the successful aging boot camp.
Successful aging?
Yes.
This is a very critical topic, well, to some of our staff here on the radio station, you know, like Rich Thomas and guys that are...
I think you were hoping it was anti-aging, but I think aging just happens.
Yeah.
And if you do it, you need to do it successfully.
Well, there we can be anti-aging. You can't... Well, an infusion, you can do a few things about it. Mm. We're not here to talk about that, but a aging successfully boot camp.
Yes.
Since you're here, what's the premise? And who's this for, and how do people get involved if they're interested?
Well, I like to say if you're 55 and older, it's a must-attend event to learn how to age successfully.
If only I was 55. Shut that thing off, please.
The premise behind it is that you've got a lot of misinformation out there about Medicaid and how you can qualify and protect your assets. People don't know where to go to figure out how to actually choose like a home health care provider or what to look for in an assisted living facility for a loved one. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of different information and perspectives and everything. So what we did was we got a group of what I like to call aging experts, mm-hmm. people who've been doing working in this field for years now as administrators and directors and things like that of some of the local nursing homes and assisted livings and things, and they're going to come. There'll be a panel, you know. There's things about hospice. Like, I personally thought if someone was on hospice, they didn't have long to live.
Right.
But I met somebody who'd been on hospice for 10 years. So, you know, it's things like that that we'll be exploring at this.
We're big supporters here of Hospice of Montgomery.
Yes.
So I knew that, but usually when you hear that term,
right,
you immediately connect it with the end. Well, it'll be interesting to see, to learn more, because there are lots of questions, especially when it comes to programs that the government administers.
Yes.
Because the government does such a great job of being crystal clear about who's eligible for what. So we'll look forward to learning. And you whippersnappers out there who think you're too young for this, you might benefit by paying close attention, because guess what? You keep living, you keep getting older. And this will be very pertinent for you. So, Saj, we'll be back with you and talk more about it in just a minute. Right now, we have traffic, news, and weather together. 4:30.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of heavy traffic. Southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and the interstate. Also seeing a call out for an accident on Taylor Road right at I-85. So careful over that way. It is starting to have an effect on the traffic in the northbound lanes of Taylor Road. Boulevard looking fairly decent right now. Not seeing too much on the 31s. And both interstate systems are running along clear. Where can you shop and there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Shop at Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at Eastdale Mall. Police have charged a 15-year-old boy with attempted murder. The shooting inside the mall late Friday afternoon left an 18-year-old male in critical but stable condition. Six former justices of the Alabama Supreme Court have signed a letter urging voters to pick Jefferson County Circuit Judge Bob Vance as the state's next Chief Justice. Three Republicans were among those in the group endorsing the Democratic candidate over Republican Justice Tom Parker. Parker is a current member of the court. It's 2 weeks until the general election. Yesterday was the last day to register to vote if you have not already. The November 6th election involves several races, including races that could determine which party controls the House of Representatives. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for tonight will become partly cloudy, especially later on tonight. Chilly with jacket weather again with low temperature down to about 52. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 74. Low tomorrow night in the mid-50s, then on Thursday. Not a nice day. Periods of rain as a Gulf Coast storm system brushes by the area. A cool day with a high barely up to about 61. We'll be near 60 Friday. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s on Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks trying to claw back from some steeper losses, but still ending in the red in a day of heavy trading volume. The latest sell-off coming as investors are concerned about Italy debt, Saudi tensions, trade wars, and earnings. Among the big Dow laggards today, Caterpillar and 3M, with the Dow closing down 126 points, the Nasdaq down 31, S&P 500 down 15. Tesla stock rallying, closing up about 12% higher after famed short seller Citroen Research turned long on the electric car maker, saying that the Model 3 is a proven hit and that many of the warning signs about Tesla have proven to be insignificant. And railroad company Union Pacific planning to lay off about 500 employees before the end of the year, according to the Wall Street Journal. It's the first of several rounds of job cuts as the company implements a new operating plan to turn around its performance. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
The worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Say I'm too old for my blue jeans because I'm 53 and I got blue jeans on. Why do all the youngins get to wear jeans? They say to take them, take my blue jeans off. How come 53's too old for blue jeans? What do I do with them? Should I take them off? If I can't wear my jeans, then I'll wear some short shorts with some knee-high socks when I'm at the resort. But I still want jeans. I got my blue jeans on.
All right, you know what made that song? There was a survey done.
Our survey said
your men should not wear blue jeans after age 53. I'm not sure why that was just the result of a survey. That's why that little song was created. Because I've been looking for things, given that...
we'll go with that.
Saj Grubbs is our guest, and we're talking about an event coming up on November 1st.
Yes.
And this is the Successful Aging Boot Camp to address transitioning to long-term care facilities. And I'll let you kind of have the floor here to set up what this event is all about, who it's for, and how people can attend.
Thank you. Well, the event... it kind of grew out of the fact that on October the 18th, well, let me back up. On September the 18th, I'm a accredited VA attorney.
Uh-huh.
And I got an email on September the 18th that said on October the 18th, a new rule change in law was going to make it harder for veterans to be able to receive VA aid in attendance, which is a tax-free pension. Now, normally when they do something like that, they give you 6 months or a year to get the word out, but they only gave 30 days. And then they only sent it to VA-accredited attorneys like myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they had us looking crazy going around trying to tell everybody about this new rule change when there's nothing on the news, there's nothing anywhere. So we had a huge event in October on the 8th about that. And at that event, we got so many more questions about how to actually... you know, go about finding the right facility. How about, you know, how can you take the stress out of actually putting a loved one into a facility? And then there were so many misconceptions about you have to give your stuff away or be broke in order to receive Medicaid, you know, help to pay for the nursing home,
mm-hmm.
When in actuality, you just really have to plan, okay? And as long as you plan, you can actually protect your assets and still qualify. So there are a lot of myths out there, and that's what we are going to address at this event on November 1st, and it's going to be down at the Archibald Senior Center. And it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be lunch provided, so people get to eat. And now we're charging $10 because we've got a lot of experts, and there'll be a lot of materials, so it should be fun and informational.
Feel free to give an opinion, because and let's be frank here. When you get older, after you, like in television, they care about, they always look to see how many millions of people tune in, but the demographic they care about is 18 to 49-year-olds.
Yes.
That's just the way it is. For some reason, they have been, they've had their brains cemented with the notion that once somebody's over the age of 49, you can't change their opinion. You can't interest them in perhaps considering a different line of car or any other number of products, or they're too old for high-tech stuff. So they literally, it's a demographic that's ignored at great peril, I think, to businesses who just kind of write it off. And I think those of you who have lived through that experience, you understand what I'm talking about. It's almost as if they don't care. You look at the election ads. They're not, very few of them target senior groups.
Yes.
The one that, and that type of behavior, I remember in the, I've worked in Florida for 25 years. There's a lot of old folks down there. Something happened in the 80s, and this group was born in Tampa called the Gray Panthers. Mm-hmm. They organized, and they said, we may not be everybody's cup of tea for a centerfold, but there's a lot of us and we have power if we look out for our own best interests as a group. And they affected a lot of changes mm-hmm. in the laws down there. I'm almost wondering, you look at election ads, they're really, I don't feel like they're specifically, other than maybe a blowaway term like, we're going to look after your Social Security. Well, if you had looked after it, we wouldn't be worried about it now. That kind
right.
of stuff.
That's true.
And you just don't know what's out there. So your mission, hopefully, and the one you want to accomplish, and you're welcome to come back, by the way.
Thank you.
We want to talk about veterans issues sometimes and stuff. Yes. We're always looking to expand our field of experts. People have obviously been misinformed. Give us a couple of examples where people, or particular situations where you find...
people are misinformed?
Yeah.
Okay, for instance, for Medicaid purposes, okay? You know, if the barbershop, the beauty shop, when someone has a loved one going into a nursing home or they're in rehab about to go into a nursing home, the first thing they tell you is you got to give all your stuff away, okay? And if you do that, you will be penalized heavily by Medicaid. Hmm. And there's a right way and a wrong way to get on Medicaid, and giving all your stuff away is what I would say is the wrong way.
Why would they think they have, and what's the penalty?
The penalty period depends on how much stuff you actually give away, and there are ways you can actually get your stuff exempt and not have to give it to your adult children or to your other loved ones in order to qualify. Because traditionally people think Medicaid's a government assistance, so you have to be flat broke to be on it.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a 5-year look back period, which means they comb through anything you've done for the last 5 years and they say, hey, you know, you gave this $500 charitable donation to your church. Well, that could have paid for some health care. That could have paid for some nursing home stay. So you could get penalized for that. So
5 years back?
Yeah, they look back 5 total years. Through everything. And what really raises a red flag is anytime you gave something to someone and it was more than $299. So, you know, but there's a way to plan around that to protect your assets, keep your stuff, you know, pass your life savings on to that next generation. But you just got to plan. And we're going to be discussing that at this event. But that's a huge misconception. I see people in my office all the time and they say, well, you know, we already gave the house to this son and we already gave this other property to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've cashed out this and we've cashed out that and we've been using it to pay, and then we gave some away to like the grandchild or something. And then when they look at it, they're just thinking, you know, I'm going in the nursing home in order for me to qualify, I gotta get rid of my stuff.
Mm.
And that's just not how it works. So you just really have to plan in order to protect your assets.
I can't speak to a specific instance with that, but I remember we were helping the Rollins last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a family that lost their health insurance,
mm.
and then the wife got cancer.
Yes.
And we raised some money to help them out because he had to be with her and they had no family.
Mm-hmm.
And things got very, very brutal for them financially. And a few people donated by check,
mm-hmm.
which they deposited in their account. And when they finally got the attention for her disability, they penalized her because they had received gifts.
Yep, yep.
I was so outraged at that.
Yes.
It just, you know, that they not only looked at the bank records, I mean, okay, you can maybe if you're going to claim that you have no assets, fine. But then to go in and see what, you know, through each transaction, what's this? Is this, they counted that as income.
Yes. Yes.
And it was just crazy. So it's kind of similar to what you're describing.
Yes.
There.
Yes. You got to, like they say, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So
yeah.
you got to really plan. It's more important now, I feel like, than ever, especially for veterans, because it used to be if you were a veteran and suddenly you had to go into an assisted living. You know, you could come to an attorney like myself and actually get things done quickly and qualify very quickly. But now the new rule change makes it so that the VA has a 3-year look back. So with a 3-year look back, it's kind of similar to Medicaid and the 5-year look back. They're going to start penalizing you. So, you know, it's just one of those things where if you don't plan ahead, if you plan ahead, you're great. I mean, there's so much that can be done.
Sure.
You can save so many assets and pass everything on. I had somebody in the office today, actually, who was told that their IRA and their 401k and all that was safe. And it's not if someone has to go into Medicaid. And they wanted to know, well, if I'm the one staying at home and it's my IRA, why do they get to look at my IRA if my spouse is the one going into the nursing home?
Right.
And that's because the Medicaid rule allows them to do that. You know, they take everything into consideration and everything's up for grabs. So, you know, that's why you just have to plan ahead.
I don't know much about Medicaid, but let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
A number of years ago, before I moved to Montgomery, I had been in a car accident. We had a long recovery period, and I was in so much pain, I really could not work. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, go to Social Security and apply for disability until you get back on your feet. Mm-hmm. And I went through that whole application, and I had, I mean, a pile of evidence, okay? It wasn't like I went in, I'm not feeling good today, so give me the money. It was a very tedious, about 4 hours to mm-hmm. fill out the whole application. Mm-hmm. Some of it seemed quite redundant.
Yes.
And the guy said, well, you'll probably get rejected because most people are on the first attempt. But if you need something in the meantime, this application will make you automatically eligible for Medicaid. Is that still true to your knowledge?
I'm not sure about Social Security and then being able to go get, you know, Social Security disability and then being able to go get Medicaid. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they say if you qualify for one, you qualify for the other. You know, usually what happens in a situation like that is you've got someone, for instance, this was another incident where we had a guy who worked for himself for years, you know, and he went into the hospital. He was in the hospital for 6-7 months. So if you're self-employed, all of a sudden there's no income coming in.
Right.
So his spouse ended up in our office, and what we did was, you know, we had to work with these nursing homes and some of these other places to get in place, but you have to go ahead and apply for Social Security disability, SSI, SSD, all that stuff,
yeah.
Before you could actually be on Medicaid. Because what they'll tell you is, you know, a lot of times they'll say, well, if you get that, you automatically should get this because mm-hmm. the criteria is so close.
Gotcha.
So,
all right. Let's repeat the basics here. Successful aging boot camp to address transitioning to a long-term care facility. This is taking place November 1st. The location is the Archibald Senior Center.
Yes, downtown.
It's $10, and that does include lunch and materials will be provided to you as well.
Yes.
Anybody that wants more information, call what number?
It's 649-4911.
Sasha, it's been great to have you on today.
Thank you.
A lot of useful information, and one of these days we got to have you back.
All right. Sounds
just to
good.
Talk about planning and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate your expertise. We are at 448 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to check traffic here in just a moment. And then after 5, God, the market was a little bit of a scary place to be early this morning. Man, it just went out of the box down this morning. But it bounced back, so we'll get the backstory on that from Brett McDonald. He joins us just after 5. Right now it's 4:49.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful over in the area of Cherry Street and Buford Street. There is a power line down there. No word on how that power line got down, but it is down Cherry Street at Buford Street. Be very careful in that area. Try to stay away from it if you can, and do not approach the down power line. Everything else looking pretty good. Nothing on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, or Atlanta Highway to give you any problems. Festival Plaza has a bright, fresh new look. You need to stop by the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, don't forget, it's 99 Cent Taco Tuesday at El Jalisco. That's 99 cents. That's for the real, authentic Mexican taco. 99 cents a piece. And if you go there now, between now and 7, they've got their happy hour drink specials. 22-ounce beer for $2.99. And the $3 margarita, frozen or unfrozen. The lime, it's $3 till 7 o'clock. So you can have a drink and a few tacos and have a check well under $10. And that's every Tuesday at El Jalisco, right across from Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. Open Monday, 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, open till 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Big, long building, too. Lots of comfortable booth and table seating. And when you go there, ask to see Monica, who's got the most enormous dimples I've ever seen on a human being. And tell her you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It is 4:51 on News Talk 93.1 FM. 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it. This is from Gizmodo, which sounds like something you keep in a cage. Top five, Wikipedia, the Google,
yeah,
YouTube, the Onion, and the Internet Archive. And we're going back 25 years. Most of us had never used the internet. You were probably kind of...
One day I'm going to pull a naked...
Oh. Just want to make sure that nothing else went on over the air that we might come to regret later. We have a button here that can activate... What?
Just nothing. Continue.
I was going to do this lame-ass story about how great it was to be able to send an email the first time.
Yeah?
Took me a while to figure it out. Yeah, it was... Back in 99, I think.
I think I'm too young for it, but I saw a thing called ex-millennials.
Ex-millennials.
Like some of the older millennials. And it seemed like my life, especially when it comes to technology, that I do remember a time before the internet and home computing, personal computing really got going. So I remember in school the old Apple computers with the big floppy disk and the 8-bit graphics, yeah, and MS-DOS games. And then, okay, the first time you get the internet is the... Like the dial-up modem, AOL portal. Like, oh, look at this. There are 8 websites. Wow. And to where it's now morphed away from... You go and type in a URL yourself. People still do that. And now everybody's starting to think of the internet as social media. And that kind of scares the crap out of me.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to pull back from always, and I'm guilty of it, but always going to social media as our portal and just start using the internet how maybe we were using it 5-6 years ago.
I'm finishing a deal here.
Yeah? Okay, you're about to send an email?
Lottery tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got 5. I got 5 plays, so... Well, I just did quick picks. Do you actually pick out your numbers?
Quick picks.
Yeah, I do quick picks.
You know, I think I saw a study once that said more than 50% of lotteries are won by people who do quick picks.
Yeah, it just saves time.
And by the way, if you were playing a lottery, and statistically, it's just as likely to come in as any other combination of numbers. But I remember reading on a $10 million jackpot, if the winning numbers were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, that the people that won that jackpot would be getting like thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the most frequently played combination. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is as mathematically likely as any other. People don't understand that. In fact, when we did a lot of promotions with the lottery in Florida. Oh, it was fun. It's fun to be able to go to a place and plunk down a couple of bucks and walk out with a ticket that may or may not put more money in your pocket, but at least have that option.
Yeah.
And then look at that statement on the card that says $22 billion in education for Florida since 1988. You should have seen it down there when the whole thing was first introduced. And I remember talk hosts were gobbling up 50 or 100 tickets and scratching them on the air to see if they won the 10. That was the big...
Oh, good Lord.
Serious. Anyway, I'm telling my connection here.
Yeah, you really want those tickets.
Well, yeah.
One thing that's interesting, talking about the development...
Although
of
I'm going to send Joey my dealer boy.
Development of the your dealer boy. What the hell does that mean? Over the course of the internet's growth...
Yeah.
You mentioned Wikipedia.
Right.
And it was always the joke with teachers, like, now don't be going to Wikipedia for your research. Well, now it's gotten better. And no, if you're writing a scholarly paper or in-depth research presentation, you don't want to just go to Wikipedia. But it's not a bad place to start. You go to all the different sources, and over time, certain subjects are really furnished well.
We had
on
this
that
conversation
site.
About why teach math if calculators are allowed in class.
Right.
It's a good question. Wolfgang is on the phone.
Hey, Greg and Joey, how y'all doing?
I haven't heard from you in a long time, man. Where you been?
I know it, man. I've been real, real busy. Hey, speaking of when certain old technologies were new, Jamie Lee Curtis and Richard Lewis used to have a sitcom in the 90s, in the mid-90s, called Anything But Love, and it was a wonderfully funny show. They were writers, journalists. And on one of those desks was that new Apple, you know, the one that came in colors, and the monitor and the CPU was all built into one, but it had a really futuristic look to it. You remember that one?
No.
No, it was an Apple computer. And the sides of it were translucent.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that crap.
Yeah, it was white plus, like, red or either blue. Yeah, and it was really a sharp-looking unit. And
I owned computers for 6 years before I even knew they could be put on this thing called the Internet. How about that for dumb?
Well, like Joey said, you know, it was the old dial-up. You know, which I still have DSL, but it's a newer high-speed DSL that seems to really work well.
Well.
But anyway, guys, you were doing a great job. It's a great program, and I'm really digging it. Thank you.
Wolfgang, do you want in on tomorrow's Baumhauer Big Shot drawing?
Yes, please.
Month and date of birth.
Month and day, that would be May 24th.
Okay. We appreciate the call. All right, we're about to wrap up the hour here. I got to go down and see if I can cop my tickets. Can you stay here and guard the board until I'm back?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
You can play if I'm a little bit late. I need the billions.
I could fill time.
I need the $2 billion.
I can get it.
All right.
Just throw a chunk of change my way.
Oh, you can count on that.
Yeah.
You know, if I win the billion, I could see my way to give you $1,000.
Roddy frickin' God!
I don't have to take you to court, Budell.
You'd be amazed at how generous I'll be if I become a billionaire after 11 o'clock tonight.
Have you heard the two big myths about long-term care planning? First, if you need a nursing home or are already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Well, that's not true. Second, a power of attorney is accepted everywhere. That's also not true. We will discuss the truth about these myths at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st at the Archibald Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please join me, Attorney Saj Grubbs, along with local experts on aging that will be available to answer your questions, like how to choose a home health care provider or what to look for in an assisted living.